That's Beyonce there. 10 nominations for the Grammy Awards. As you may know, the Grammy Awards will be broadcast this Sunday, 8 p.m. on CBS. Once again, don't tune in expecting to see a broadcast that will take you to the musical vanguard. Once again, it seems that people who vote in the Grammys are, well, grannies, I guess. Carolyn Ganz is the deputy editor of RollingStone.com. Karen, good to have you with us here in the studio today.
Hi.
All right, we heard from Beyonce. First of all, that song, wasn't that like 2 years ago that came out?
Well, the eligibility period for the Grammys is kind of stretches from the end of 2008 through August 2009. So you end up hearing some stuff that you think had an impact a long time ago.
So do you think Beyonce deserves it, or are there some people being overlooked as usual for the Grammys?
Well, Beyonce is excellent, but actually I think that the biggest odds are favoring Taylor Swift this year, who has the second most highest number of nominations. Her album Fearless was the highest selling album of last year. It's a little more conventional songwriting. It appeals to the Grammy voters a little more than someone like Lady Gaga, who might actually deserve it more.
And who else do you think deserved a nod who didn't get one?
Well, definitely Animal Collective.
Let's listen to them for a second. All right, popular song for sure. Why didn't it get a nomination?
Well, it's a popular song, but it's a really unconventional song. It's not really a radio-friendly song. The Grammys kind of tend to mirror what you hear on the radio, what most people in the world are familiar with. They're not really reading blogs. They're not really digging into what might be the most interesting album of the year.
All right, let's listen to another one that might have been given better consideration or could have.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Song Lazy Eye by Silver Sun Pickups. They've been around for a while, but the Grammys just discovered them. Is that what happened?
They have been nominated for Best New Artist. You know, this is a weird category people don't get. You have to have had released between 1 and 3 albums, but it does not matter when. And you cannot have previously been nominated for a Grammy. So that's why Lady Gaga, who had like the big breakout year as Best New Artist, is actually not nominated.
Because she doesn't meet that weird criteria.
She does not meet the criteria.
Well, that's kind of a strange criteria for a new artist to have all that, you know, resume requirement, right?
It is a little strange, yeah.
All right, let's talk about solo rock vocal performance. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is a little bit of a head-scratcher this year. All the nominees are over the age of 60, with the exception of Prince, who is 51. This includes Bob Dylan, John Fogerty, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, and Neil Young. Now, there's another category that's for groups, so there's some younger people in that, you know, like Kings of Leon. But is this kind of an example of how the Grammys sort of don't make sense to most people? There's a lot of rules and a lot of categories.
Who are these people voting?
Well, they're older members of the recording community, the Recording Academy. And as they get older, you know, the Grammy nominations actually get a little stranger.
All right. Let's talk about John Fogerty, 64 years old, nominated for Best Solo Rock Performance, Change in the Weather. Let's let him sing us to break, shall we?
Sure.
Change in the weather. Change in the weather. People walk around in fear.
All right. Karen Ganz, who is with RollingStone.com. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Get on the cover, cause the change has come. Storm warning, and it looks like a rain. Be nothing left after the hurricane. This here's a jungle, ain't no light. Look at the people, terror in their eyes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.